Title: Tape Dust Ableton Live 12 Chop Lab for Pirate Radio Energy for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson we're building a Tape Dust Vocal Chop workflow in Ableton Live 12 that feels like Pirate Radio Jungle. Crunchy bandwidth, noisy tape grit, fast cuts, rewinds, little stop-start stutters, but the key thing is this. The vocals have to sit inside a rolling drum and bass mix, not floating on top like a pop vocal. Think of the vocal like another percussion layer that talks. By the end, you'll have a repeatable vocal chop rack you can drop onto basically any MC shout or phrase, plus a 16 to 32 bar section that evolves like a real broadcast, a tuning intro, high punctuation at the drop, a midsection rewind switch, and an outro that fades out like the station disappears. Let's set the session up first. Set your tempo to 170 to 175 BPM. Jungle and old school DNB vocals live in that pocket, and the timing of your stutters and echoes will instantly make more sense at that tempo. Next, headroom. Make sure your master isn't clipping. Aim for around -6 dB of space on the master while you're building this. These vocal effects can spike fast, especially with resonance, saturation, and echo. Now create some groups so the project feels like a mix, not a pile of tracks. Make drums, bass, vocals, and effects or atmos. Even if you're just sketching, this step makes your decisions quicker later. And here's the mindset for the whole lesson. Jungle vocals work best when they're rhythm instruments. Treat them like percussion. Timing first, tone second. Now step one, choose and prep your vocal source. The best candidates are classic MC shouts like listen, rewind, pull up, selecta, champion, anything with attitude and clear consonants. Old radio fragments work too. Interviews, raga phrases, weird public service announcements. And yes, your own phone memo can work, because lo-fi is part of the aesthetic. Import your audio onto a new audio track and name it Vocal RAW. We're going to be a bit disciplined. Raw stays raw, and chops happen on a different track. Go into clip view and turn warp on. If the phrase is rhythmic, choose beats mode. Set preserve to transients. Then set the envelope around 40 to 70%. Lower envelope makes it tighter and more choppy, higher makes it a bit more smeared and natural. For longer spoken lines, try Complex Pro. Performance around 0 up to plus 20 depending on how radio character you want it, and envelope around 90 to 140. Now quick cleanup. Put a gate first in the chain. This is important because later we're adding hiss and echo, and you don't want room noise triggering everything. Set the threshold somewhere around -30 to -18 dB, depending on the recording. Adjust it so the room tone closes when the vocal stops. Return around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. You want it to close cleanly but not chop off the end of words too aggressively. Optional but usually helpful. EQ8. High pass around 90 to 140 Hz to remove rumble. That's not making it thin. That's keeping your low end for the bass and kick. Cool. Now we chop. Step 2 is the Live 12 Chop Lab part. Slice the vocal like a break. Method is the fast, musical method. Slice to MIDI. Right-click your vocal clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. Ableton will create a simpler with slices mapped across MIDI notes. Open that simpler. In controls, set trigger mode to one shot if you're doing ad-libs and punctuations. Set voices to one or two. Mono is a big part of old-school punch, and it keeps the vocal from turning into a wash when you do quick patterns. Turn the filter on in simpler, because we'll use filtering as movement later. Now you can play the chops like drum hits, and teach your note here. Don't immediately try to use every slice. Find 3 to 6 slices that actually hit. The best pirate radio patterns are usually a small set of words, used with intent. Method B is for more deliberate phrases, manual chops and follow actions. Duplicate the raw clip into 8 to 16 session view slots. Crop each clip to a word or phrase. Rewind, big tune, listen inside, whatever fits. Then enable follow actions, set it to go next with about 30 to 60% chance, and a time of either 1 bar or 2 beats. That gives you controlled randomness. It's like a dodgy station fee jumping between phrases, but you're still locked to tempo. Now we build the main sound, the Tape Dust Pirate Rack, on your vocal chops track. Whether it's simpler or audio, add this chain in order. First, EQ8 is pretone shaping. High pass at 110 Hz, steep enough to keep junk out. If it feels boxy, do a gentle dip around 300 to 500 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it needs bite, add a small presence bump around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, 1 to 3 dB. Don't overdo that boost, because your breaks probably live there too. Second, saturator for tapish grit. Try soft sign or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Then trim the output so your level matches before and after. Turn on soft clip. That's your controlled hype switch. Third, redux for lo-fi dust. Start with downsample around 4-bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits. And keep dry slash wet around 10 to 30%. This is the big mistake zone. If you go 100%, you'll get cool effect, but you'll lose intelligibility and it'll get tiring fast. Fourth, auto filter for the pirate transmitter tone. Set it to band pass. Start the frequency anywhere from about 900 Hz to 2.2 kHz. Resonance around 0.8 to 1.4, and a bit of drive, like 2 to 5 dB. Add a little envelope, maybe 5 to 15%, so loud shouts open the filter slightly. This is the transmitter effect. The movement here makes it feel like a broadcast, not a static telephone sound. Fifth, echo for dubby bounce. Try repitch mode for more character, or fade if you want it cleaner. Time at 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback 15 to 35%. Filter the echo itself. High pass around 250 Hz and low pass around 4 to 6 kHz. Dry slash wet around 8 to 18%. Keep it tight. In jungle, echoes are punctuation, not fog. Sixth, reverb. Short room, not a wash. Decay 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the vocal still feels forward. Low cut 250 to 400 Hz. Dry slash wet 6 to 12%. You're trying to place it in the same world as the drums, not send it to a cathedral. Seventh, utility for mono and level discipline. Set width somewhere like 80 to 110% depending on the track. A lot of classic pirate radio vibe is more center-focused than modern pop stereo. Use utility gain to set the vocal where it belongs in the mix. Now let's add actual tape dust movement. Because tape wear isn't just distortion, it's motion, it's a bed, it's tiny instability. Option 1 is a controllable hiss bed. Create a new audio track called Tape Hiss. Drop in a vinyl or tape noise sample, or even record room noise. Eck it. High pass at 500 to 800 Hz, low pass at 6 to 10 kHz so it doesn't fizz harshly. Add autopan with amount 10 to 25%, very slow rate, like 0.10 to 0.30 Hz, and phase at 180 degrees. That gives gentle stereo drift. Now sidechain duck the hiss from the vocal, so it prints when the vocal hits. Put a compressor on the hiss track, enable sidechain, choose vocal chops as input, ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 ms. Release 60 to 140 ms. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the vocal hits. Now the hiss tucks under the voice and swells back up after. It feels glued, like a real tape bed. Option 2 is pitch wobble, like a battered cassette, but subtle. On the vocal track, add shifter in pitch mode and set the fine pitch to wobble around plus or minus 5 to 12 cents with a super slow LFO, around 0.08 to 0.25 Hz. Keep the amount tiny. This is seasoning. If you hear it, obviously, it's too much. Now the signature move. Jungle style rewinds and stop edits. The pull-up moment. For a quick rewind on audio and arrangement view, consolidate a phrase like rewind. So it's one clip. Duplicate it. Reverse the duplicate at a tiny fade-in, like 3 to 20 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. Then automate auto-filter. Start the band pass higher, like 2 to 3 kHz, and sweep down to about 800 Hz. That makes the rewind feel like it's being pulled through the transmitter. At the end, do an echo throw. Automate echo dry slash wah up to about 25 to 35% for one beat, then bring it back down. That's the classic moment without wrecking the mix. For stop-start stutters, drop beat repeat after the filter. Set interval to 1 bar, or 2 bars if you want it less frequent. Grid at 1/16 or 1/32. Chance 10 to 25%. Gate 45 to 70%. Variation low, like 0 to 15%. And here's the pro move. Don't leave beat repeat doing random stuff all the time. Automate chance up only during fills, like the end of 8 or 16 bars. That way it feels intentional, like a DJ hand on the controls. Now let's actually program chops that roll with DNB drums, because this is where a lot of people lose the vibe. The drums, especially the snare on 2 and 4 are king. Vocals should dance around that, not fight it. Classic placements at 170 to 175, on the drop, bar 1. Put a short shout right on beat 1, then answer on the end of 2, or on beat 4. Every 4 bars, put a hype word on beat 4 leading into the next phrase. Every 8 bars, do one bigger phrase with an echo throw. If you're using MIDI chops in Simpler, a simple pattern idea is, bar 1, hits on 1.1, then 1.2.3, then 1.4. Bar 2, leave space, then a small stutter at the end of the bar around 2.4.3 into 2.4.4. Bar 4, bigger phrase right at 4.4 with an echo throw. Teacher note, in jungle, negative space is power. If you fill every gap with vocal, the whole track shrinks. Leave bars where the drums breathe, then come back with one strong hit. Now we glue it into the mix with a vocal bus, because individual effects are cool, but bus processing is what makes it sound like a record. Create a vocals bus and route all vocal tracks into it, including your clean anchor if you make one. On the bus, add glue compressor. Attack 10 ms, release auto ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're just making it feel like one performance. Then EQ 8. If you want air, a gentle high shelf plus 1 to 2 dB at 8 to 10 kHz. If you want old school darkness, low pass around 9 to 12 kHz instead. Choose one direction. Don't do both. Then a limiter as a safety. Catching peaks. 1 to 2 dB maximum. If you're smashing the limiter, go back and fix levels at the source. Optional but very jungle. Create send effects. One send is a dub echo, one send is a short room. Automate sends per phrase. That's how you get those classic throw it into space for second moments without drowning everything. Now arrangement. Let's paint a 32-bar pirate radio story. Bars 1 to 8 is the intro tuning. Bring in the hiss bed. Use bandpassed vocal snippets. Slowly automate auto filter frequency like you're searching the dial. Add one mic check phrase with heavy bandpass so it feels like the station is coming into focus. Bars 9 to 16 is the drop. Open the filter wider. Maybe reduce redux width slightly so the vocal cuts through the drums. Use short chops on downbeats and one echo throw every four bars.